Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word, and I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, and we, of course, want you to holler at us, so give us a call, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Also, we encourage you to go to our Smooth Drama site so you can check us out, you know, learn a little bit about us. Join our Yahoo group, social network with us on Twitter. I'm Smooth Drama. My yearbook, Facebook, tagged, I'm Dick Hugger. Add me. I'll add you back. I promise. But as always, I know y'all ain't really trying to holler at me. You're really trying to get at my fabuloso, illustrious co-host. So, fabuloso, illustrious co-host, tell them where they can catch you at.
Fabuloso, electric. I can't even say it. It's a tongue. But they can, if they really want to holler at me, I mean, really, really want to holler at me, they can email me directly at miss100% at yahoo.com. Or I'm always on Facebook all day, miss100% spelled out on Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter at 100%.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Let the email inbox flooding begin. And speaking of internet flooding, you know how I feel about the Facebook social networking. I mean, I'm a networking guy. I love networking with folks. I talk to anybody, anywhere. I've got a number of friends all over the world. This Facebook, I'm not feeling this whole my life is run by Facebook. For example, this man had to apologize on Facebook in order to avoid going to jail.
Yeah,
this guy, Mark Bryan, was ordered to spend 60 days in jail for violating a temporary protection order against his estranged wife. Why? The judge determined that Mr. Bryan violated the order by posting a rant on his personal Facebook page, not going to her house. And on top of it, she didn't even have permission to view because she is not his friend.
So she hacked his Facebook page to read something that he wrote.
Well,
this is fuckery.
No, she was told by her friends that he posted. And he felt she was under attack by her husband and his friends.
So now we don't have freedom of speech no more. So now protection orders keep you from talking now?
Well, you can't. I guess you can't post it on Facebook or you're going to go to jail.
Wow.
I'm like, hold on. So if, I mean, I talk. Ooh. I'm sitting there like.
It's kind of like, okay, basically they're giving her the power to say she can do whatever she wants to him, but if he says anything about anything that she does, you're facing jail time. It's like they're trying to take his life away, basically, because he can't say anything, he can't write anything, he can't go anywhere near her, so basically he's fucked. Anything that he does, he's fucked.
Yeah, I'm sitting up here saying, okay, it's Facebook. She is not his friend on Facebook.
Right.
So she can't even see it. He's nowhere near her. Orders of protection are so you can't go near someone.
Right.
So Facebook cannot cut you. Facebook can't choke you. attack you make. I mean, the day Facebook posts threaten folks is the day that, you know, hey, fuck it, it's over.
Yeah.
This, I, you know, when the Mayans and the Aztecs was talking about, you know what, this is the end, 2012. It's it. It's over.
Yeah, because if Facebook controls your life, we all screwed.
I mean, it's not even about controlling my life. People are feeling threatened because of a post.
Right.
A post. You know, since we on Facebook, we gonna just ride all the way out. I'm hearing now that job seekers are getting asked for their Facebook passwords. You know, this guy interviewed for a new job. I mean, you know, he expects the usual questions, experience, references, whatnot. And then the interviewer asked for his Facebook username and password.
That's a violation of his privacy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's certain things that a lot of people don't know this. But there are certain things that an interviewer or an employer can't ask during an interview. And that should be one of them. They can't ask about your spouse. They can't ask about your children. They can't ask you anything like that. So it would seem that something that personal would be off limits.
Yeah, I'm sitting up here thinking like, okay, I'm interviewing for a job and they're like, yo, I need that Facebook password and your username. Huh? Yeah, I need your Facebook username and password. Why? Oh, so we can see what you're really up to. I mean, I could be, you know what I'm saying? I could have been talking to the honey the other night and he's getting our verbal sexual on. And all that's going to be for your employer to see? Come on.
Yeah, I think they give employers too much power over a person.
I thought it was too much when they was doing the whole credit check.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit too much, too. Depending on what type of position you're going for, you know, all of that is just nonsense.
Right. I'm not understanding it.
But to me, what it is the thing where jobs being still, jobs are scarce still. And employers feel like, oh, well, we have the upper hand, so we want the best of the best, but that's taking it a little too far.
Well, I mean, there's having the upper hand, and then there's, yo, you can't, you have to show me your password.
You power tripping, that's what
you're doing. Yeah, and then we checking your credit. Or you can be like what happened over in the UK where these 14, well, I'm wrong. It's actually happened in my favorite state. I don't know how I say UK.
Florida.
Yes, over in Florida. They got rid of 14 employees at a Florida law firm because they came into work in orange shirts.
Yeah.
Say they normally dress in bright colors on Friday pay days, so they look alike, so they go out for drinks afterwards. I guess that's the Florida thing also, because I thought that died in high school. Oh, hey, girl, you going to wear that blue and white? Because I'm going to wear my blue and white, too.
No, it didn't. They still do it.
But they should not. Yo, I promise you, me and the homies is not calling each other asking, hey, what you wearing, dog? I want to match you. I'm just saying, I'm not dissing. If that's you out there, I ain't dissing you. I'm just saying there's something inherently wrong with that. If you calling your homie and asking them what they wearing so you can match, reevaluate some things.
I can see it, though. They all want to, you know, they're going to a certain place and they all want to be recognized. So they all wear the same type of shirt in the same color because it's a group thing. So I can understand that, but I don't understand
coworkers
because of it.
Well, I mean, one, we're talking about coworkers who go out together. Y'all know each other. See, I'm just thinking the law firm is like, we can't have silly motherfuckers like y'all on the job. If y'all gonna bust in with the orange shirts, because you can imagine that the partner, the senior partner walks in, he's like, what the hell is this damn orange shirt? Oh, well, they go out together. He's like, what? They all go out together and they color coordinate.
Wouldn't it be funny if the guy that fired him, they didn't get invited to the event? So,
he's a senior partner. He don't want to go to their event.
He don't give a lot of jealousy.
the CEO don't care about y'all going out for payday. I'm saying, and maybe it's the conspiracy theorist in me is saying that when he saw they was all in orange, he's like, yo, anybody in orange is out of here. I don't give a what? They do what? They all dress up alike. They got to go. Peace. I don't care.
So you think they plotting against the law firm, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, they're like, are y'all protesting some shit? What the hell? Why do you all wear orange? I mean, it wasn't green for St. Patty's Day. It's just, you just bust out in all orange. What is that? I mean, and y'all didn't go to Syracuse? No. I'm sorry. I ain't dissing. I'm just saying that's kind of...
Just something kind of sneaky about that.
Yeah, well, not sneaky. Just stop it. I bet they'll never wear orange.
You, sir, are a hater.
Okay, maybe I'm a hater. I didn't fire him. I'm just saying that I would look at you strange if you and a bunch of your homegirls was color coordinated. Y'all all got lime green shirts on and blue skirts. I'm probably going to say something to you. You might get mad. You might not. But that's just me. You know, now, I won't be as mad as this... father in Indiana who knocked the coach out because the coach did something to his daughter. The coach, who's a basketball coach, made his daughter run laps in the gym. You know, that's too much. You know, the coach can't tell my kid, you're going to run laps. I have to kill you. This dude, he literally knocked the coach out.
Yeah, he actually put him in the hospital.
Yeah, for making his daughter run laps.
Because her and another student were fighting, right? If it's the same.
Right. Thing. Yeah, fighting. And now,
really, to me, that's a lenient punishment because if you and another teammate are fighting, I'm gonna suspend both of y'all. I'm not going to make you run laps. You get suspended for fighting teammates.
Well, I mean, but, you know, in basketball, sports, whatnot, disagreements happen. Fights happen in practice all the time. You know, you're in the middle of competition. Things get heated up. It's no biggie. You run your laps, go to the locker room, take a shower. It's all good. It's forgotten tomorrow. But I guess... This father don't even understand that tight mentality, you know, like normal sportsmen. He obviously never played sports, or I'm going to guess that he's chemically imbalanced.
He just had an extra grind anyway. That's all it was. He probably already had a problem with the coach anyway and just was looking for a reason to do something to this guy. But... this is a good example of when reality should be fantasy.
Yes. I mean, you can say, yeah, I would knock that coach out. You don't really go do it.
Yeah.
That is not a smart move.
Yeah.
That means that there is something wrong with you. That's why I say he's a little slow. There's something wrong with him. Because normal folks don't do that.
I guess that made him feel like a big man, you know, right in front of my daughter. I'm going to beat the shit out of her coach to show him, show her and him that I'm the man. Yeah, you're a fucking coward.
Yeah, that's teaching your daughter life lessons.
Right.
And on that note, because that definitely turned me off. We gonna go on break here. This is Slum Village featuring De La Soul, coincidentally. Well, not really, because I'm cheesy like that. This is Slum Village featuring De La Soul, turning me off.
To hell.
together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with Dick Hugger, Mr. AKA F the N Word, and Miss 100%. That was Slum Village featuring De La Soul, turning me off.
Yeah, that was their Just Say No commercial. Cause I remember everybody remember Benita Applebaum. You gotta put me on. They're saying, Benita, now that you a drug addict, you kind of turning me off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just our public service announcement for today. And speaking of public service announcement, you know, of course, it's that time of the show where we talk about the haters of the week. You know, these hating ass haters. I know I'm a hater on people who wear orange shirts, but these are some extra special haters. You want to talk about your hater first, Miss 100?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about my hater is a Chicago cop that choked out a little kid. You can watch the video, but I understand that the kid was mouthy, so the cop decided to challenge the kid to a fight. You have this big 300-pound dude against this little 80-pound-year-old guy, boy, and he's challenging the little boy instead of, you know, just walking away because he wasn't doing nothing but talking. And he decides to grab the little boy by his throat, drag him across the street by his throat, slam him on the ground, and then put his big fat-ass knee in the little boy like he's on top of the little boy with his knees in the child. And he's just sitting there, like, you know, looking around, smiling and shit, like he's some big hero for beating up a little kid. And the little boy's bleeding and shit. Now, I mean, he's just a fucking hater. It's like, you not going to beat up on nobody that's your size. You want to pick on a kid. So you're a piece of shit to me, mister. I don't even want to say your name, but you a Chicago pig.
Yeah, well, you know how that goes. He's looking around because he wants to show everybody, I'm in charge.
Yeah, and what was so ugly about this is that it's so many people standing around. I guess they're having the St. Patty's Day celebration, and the people are like, yeah, that's what his ass did. He should have closed his mouth. He had the opportunity to. But, yeah, he should have closed his mouth, but this is going overboard to choke a child and then to just pounce on him with your knee. He should have lost his job over that shit.
Yeah. But as we know, and as we will continue to talk about, you can shoot a black kid and not have to go to jail.
Yeah.
So, right. Well, my hater is these women who was running the scheme out here in California. They were robbing the elderly, stealing their cash and credit cards. They would show up. They would case out elderly men and women, and once they saw who they were and what their situation was, they would show up and pretend like they were nurses and would go in with their scrubs, whatnot, and they'd say, oh, can we use the restroom and all that, and then they would go in and steal their stuff.
Wow.
And I'm like, You stealing from old folks who you know already don't have anything?
Wow.
I mean, you shouldn't steal from young people. But when you stealing from the elderly, and you know how that go, their situation is precarious as it is.
Right.
And so you want to be a hater and steal from the elderly. I hope that you get many broomsticks where you are. Christina, Amaya, and Elizabeth Marks. If y'all run across old Christina, Amaya, and Elizabeth Marks, be very kind to them.
Mm-hmm.
Not.
Hmm. Yeah, that is trash. Just, I mean, I think there ought to be like a special island for people like that. You don't even put them in jail. Don't even waste taxpayers' money. Just put them on this little island and just let them stand for themselves.
Well,
just don't give them anything.
Well, they did that. It was called Australia, and it ended up getting all the native pygmies wiped out.
Wow.
We're not going to go there.
That's a horrible story.
I'm thinking the people on the island is like, hell no. We don't want none of you bastards on our island. Shit. We have enough problems getting along with ourselves. And you
like, don't bring your ass over here.
Don't drop your criminals with us. We don't want them. Keep them to yourself.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe they can do like this Pennsylvania family and just strip naked and sit outside in the parking lot of a school and cry out that God is good.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess what happened is they went to the school and demanded to see a student. She was denied admission, so her and the family, and when I say her and the family, she's 44 years old, and I'm going to say their name because just in case y'all run across them, you think they may be normal. They're not. Sarah Butler and her three children, 23-year-old Joanne Butler, 22-year-old Bessie Butler. Anybody named Bessie is crazy. And 14-year-old son, who is not named, decided to just take their clothes off and just lay on the ground and start, yeah, you know, chanting, God is great.
I don't get the connection. Just be butt naked and...
I guess that's the ultimate protest, is naked. Now, I just wonder... What? I mean, where's the YouTube videos? I want to see the YouTube videos on that one. Because I want to see what Joanne and Bessie look... I mean, because if mama's crazy,
you
know, if you got a parent that's crazy, whatnot, and she talking about, yeah, we going to go out here and if they don't let us see such and such, we going to get naked. A 23-year-old and a 22-year-old should be like, nah, ma, you tripping. And the 14-year-old especially, like, hell no, I go to this school.
Like, you ain't embarrassing me. What the hell?
Right.
No way. Like, mama, you got to stay at home, mama. No.
I assume that there's some homeschooling going on here.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm just saying, her name is Bessie.
What do that got to do with anything?
I don't know. It just seems like, if your name is Bessie, you might be crazy. I don't know.
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
Think about it. She's outside naked. She's a 22-year-old outside naked because her mama told her to.
Right.
Yeah, this is a family decision. So they all crazy.
They wanted the daughter to get, okay, hold up. They wanted the daughter to get into the school, but they wouldn't allow her.
No, the mother tried to see a student in this school in suburban Philadelphia.
And they wouldn't let them see the student.
Right.
So they all decided to get butt naked, lay on the ground and scream, God is good. God is great.
Great.
Wow.
Yep. That's what it is.
Just like my friend always says, wowie, wowie. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either, but it ain't for us to get. It's just for us to say, yeah, y'all crazy.
Look out for Bessie, Nim.
Yes, if you run into Bessie and Sarah and Joanne, just run.
Yeah.
Anything they talking about, don't believe it.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Right, because that shit is crazy.
Yeah.
They offer you Kool-Aid. You say, hell no, and run. Call the police.
That's, wow.
Yeah. I mean, either that or you can do like this Madison councilman who was running for commissioner, he was caught sending explicit emails, and he said, "Hey, I was sending this female assessor explicit emails because it was designed to expose corruption, and it was not part of an extramarital affair."
Wow.
And we gonna say this dude's name because he's another in a long line of stupid ass politicians. Republican David McCartney used his county email account to send emails and to conduct campaign business on county time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Here we go again.
I get it on your cell phone. I get that. But just on your job.
I don't get it at all. You know why? Because, okay, think of how many times this has been done and how many people have been caught. So imagine you're the person sitting there doing this. And what's going through your mind? I know Joe got caught, Bill got caught, you know, but I ain't going to get caught. So, you know, I'm the exception to the rules, so I'm going to just keep on being a fuck-up. I'm going to be stupid. You know, come on now. You going to get caught. And then you get caught and say some dumb shit. Oh, I was just trying to do an investigation into into corruption. Yeah, you the corrupt motherfucker. That's the investigation over, bruh.
No, he says that he is the victim of a political vendetta targeting him and other county officials who want to reduce the size of county government.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just like the guy who was with the stripper or the prostitute at the so-called business meeting and said it was a setup. Remember that?
Yeah.
Exactly.
He says in order to catch a traitor, you have to be a traitor. I don't know what the hell that means. Okay. Now, I'm thinking.
I'm so done with this shit. I don't know what to do.
Now, here's my question, 100. Now, when they talk about reducing the size of county government, I'm thinking, why don't we just get rid of them?
Right.
Wouldn't that help with the reducing of county government? I mean, because if there's somebody who has the audacity to use his county email that he does business to holler at someone across the county, like, hey, what you wearing? Girl, look, let me tell you. I can't wait after I sign this bill. I want to share the proceeds of the fruits of my labor with you.
You know what it is? It's that thing that they feel like they're invincible. They have gotten so high up in their careers, they feel like they're untouchable. They feel like they can do anything and just get away with it. Now, think, he got away, he didn't get away with this one thing, but think of how many other things he did and he got away with it.
Well, you
know
what?
That scares me.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not scared by none of that because I always go by this. If they're doing a good job, I don't care who sucks they dick.
I do.
I'm just saying, see, there's doing a bad job, and then there's doing a good job. Like,
So you're saying if they do a good job, they deserve to get their dick sucked by to get some strange every now and then.
Exactly.
Get broke off.
If you balancing the budget, you making the citizens happy, the city's clean, everything's running good, hey.
Get your swerve off.
Yeah, that's your slush fund. They can tap on the floor in the bathroom, glory hole, whatever they want to do.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying, if that's what they want to do,
Wow.
Get you a floor tapping on whatever. I'm just saying. It makes sense to me. You know, reward them for doing a good job. If they do a bad job, your ass is the one that deserves to be gone. Now, speaking of people who deserve to be gone, I watched I was looking at the highlights. New Jersey Devils and the New York Rangers in hockey got into this fight at the tip off. They were just out there beating each other to death.
Uh-huh.
I saw it, you know, and it was celebrated, and it was all good. And I'm sitting up there thinking, like, you know, they say hockey people, you know, you always hear, yeah, these are the guys that get it. You know, they're stand-up guys, whatnot. And I'm like, yo, hockey is the ultimate thug sport.
Yeah, it's a very brutal sport. But nobody ever seems to have any type of outrage when hockey players fight.
Right.
But when a basketball player gets into a fight, and he's a piece of shit.
Yep, thug, they're the worst guys. I'm like, hold on. Hockey, they fight in the, it's part of the highlights.
Which they skate. There was a story before about a hockey player beating another guy with his skate.
Right.
And he didn't, to me, that's attempted murder. There's a blade on there.
Right, exactly.
He didn't do nothing but get suspended. He should have got jail time for that. But, you know, it was just dismissed as if it was nothing, you know?
Yeah, basketball players are thugs. And hockey players are stand-up guys who get it. Hockey players fight all the time.
Yeah.
It's a part of the game. Man, mm-hmm. You know, you wouldn't even get a basketball game or a football game done if fighting was part of it. Every time I get hit hard, oh, it's on.
Wow.
I mean, I don't get it, but they're stand-up guys. They're not thugs. I'm like, that's thuggery.
Yeah.
But maybe I have the wrong perception. I don't think I do. But it seems like if you fight and that's the game, you're a thug.
Yeah.
Because it ain't boxing. You're supposed to score goals, not score broken teeth.
Sorry.
No, sorry. I'm just saying that's what they're scoring. Broken teeth.
You ain't even trying to do nothing. You just out there just checking people for no reason, just skating around, just checking people.
Yeah, I got you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, because they put they fiercest guys out there, but you know, we not trying to make sense. And speaking of not making sense, we're going to go on break here. This is Mr. Fab. God Don't Love Me. R.I.P. Trayvon Martin.
Might not be in jail now, but your soul will never be free.
together you got smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word, me, Miss 100%. That was Mr. Fab, God Don't Love Me, R.I.P. Trayvon Martin.
Yeah.
Trying not to get upset about that, but
well,
I've said enough on the whole issue. Just,
nah, we gonna ride out that one until they put the noose around that fucker who shot him or the needle in him. Or some dude then broke a broomstick off on him in jail.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I wish all bad things on Mr. Neighborhood Watch.
It's just so much bullshit.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we've come to that part of the show where we talk about the dumbasses. He, of course, is number one in the dumbass Hall of Fame, hater Hall of Fame. He ain't shit. But we got others to deal with right now. This is our dumbass of the week. Yeah. You want to start off with your dumbass?
Yes. My dumbass. Oh, my God. A stepfather in, is it Austin, Houston, Texas? He was arrested by police because he was spotted driving around the parking lot with his baby on top of the roof. And his explanation for doing so was he was, I guess, at some type of an outdoor car show. And he claims that the boy, he put the boy on top of the roof because the boy was in his way from seeing. And he also wanted the boy to get a better view of the car show. So he puts the 7-year-old on top of the roof and drives him around. Very smart.
Yeah, I'm thinking he probably didn't get past fourth grade.
It's just, his name is Arujo.
Whatever.
Ablardo Arujo.
Whatever the hell his name is. I'm thinking he didn't get past third grade. He probably failed third grade and just decided, that's it. Stupid ass.
Crazy.
That didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like this woman in Michigan who was walking on the pier. I'm going to say her name. Bonnie Miller of Benton Harbor. It says she was with her husband and her 15-year-old son when she lost her balance on the South Pier in St. Joseph. She was fully clothed and had trouble treading water due to the heavy current. See, her dumb ass was texting.
That's a damn shame.
She was texting and forgot she was walking on a pier and she fell off the damn pier.
No.
You know,
she should have just been left in that water. She's so stupid, she's not worth rescuing.
Yeah, they jumped in to save her ass. I'm like, I want to get ill, but I'm not. I mean, like, anyway.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I ain't going there. I'll be way too offensive. your dumb ass falling off the pier is just anyway. And speaking of falling off the pier, you know, no soul in the music nowadays. It's funny because Gene Simmons of Kiss came out. And I believe Motley Crue, they were talking about Rihanna and the slew of pop music divas out here who say nothing. He says glorified karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is the dude that dressed up in black and white makeup and they use pyrotechnics themselves. I ain't dissing them because they actually played their own music. So I can't hate on them for that. I mean, they did do their own music. So to hear them talking about Rihanna and the R&B cats, well, rather the rhythm cats nowadays, because there was also another guy over in Britain, UK singer The Dream, who was talking about how there's no soul in the music nowadays.
Right.
And it makes me wonder, why don't we have soul in our music anymore? You know, it's gone. Everything is, you know, shake the pitch. Get that pitch.
It's not gone. The people that have real soul music in their heart, in their soul, are still out there. But the thing about it is they don't get play because everything is so commercial. It's all about sex sales, violent sales, drama sales. So if it's not about those three things, then it's not going to get any type of play, any type of airtime, any type of publicity at all. So, you know, it's clap that ass, all this, you know, all of that. That's yeah. all it's about, you know.
Right. I'm going to buy you a drink so I can take you home.
Right.
I think it's unfortunate. I mean, of course, I know that there are people who do soul music, just like when we talk about the difference between rap nowadays and what we would call hip hop. There's still hip hop artists out there. They don't get played on mainstream radio. They don't get videos put out like it used to be. There's no variation. It's just all dumb shit. You know, and the thing is, like you say, they don't get the spotlight. Then we get to a situation like Queen Latifah.
Mm-hmm.
I love Queen Latifah.
Such a sexy, beautiful, smart, talented woman.
Yeah, they're doing Steel Magnolias remake, the all black version. And for those of you who are not old enough to know what the hell Steel Magnolias is, it's like I ignored it the first time. And now you gonna threaten me with a bad time with Steel Magnolias, the black version?
I tell you what. From a black woman's point of view, actually I like the movie Steel Magnolias.
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I didn't care that it was a bunch of white women, but the story was a nice movie. But Queen Latifah has enough of a following and she has enough money where she can make an authentic black movie about black women. And it doesn't have to be, you know, this carbon copy or, you know, why does it have to be Black Steel Magnolias? Why not something different?
Right. And this, what I'm saying, when you talk about black authentic movies, you know, if black folks is in the movie and it's good, people are going to see it.
Right.
See, when you say black movie, the negative connotation jump on it automatically.
Right. Because people are putting out, they're putting out shit.
Right. And I mean, when you think black movie, you think, okay, there's somebody got to be slinging something. Somebody, you know, they're going to play some bad hip-hop music in it. They're so stereotyped. It's like that's automatically what folks think when they say, oh, the black version.
Right.
Just look, you just put out a movie. And the shit is good. Just let it stand by its own merit. I'm tired of doing the whole, you got to remake the Steel Magnolia.
Right.
You know, we talk about me and my homie Jamil. Talking about that, Jamil from National Press Comments, where we talked about your Spider-Man, your ultimate Spider-Man is black. Your Batwing, the black Batman in Africa. Why they just couldn't be a black character?
Right.
Put some originality to it. Why you have to, I mean, like Wizard of Oz, You do The Wiz.
Right.
Why?
That movie scares the hell out of me. I don't know why, but anyway.
Well, I'm just saying that it just, you should just be able to do your own. Now, part of it is Hollywood, and part of it is these so-called stars just need to stand up and say, hey, we going to do stuff for us.
We going to do us. And I guarantee you, if they start putting out quality African-American films, people are going to go see it. Not just African-Americans, you know.
Original films.
Yes.
Stuff that just is not done. I mean, when you do Steel Magnolias again, I'm automatically like, yeah, I'm going to avoid that.
Right.
I see the same movie ideas, same tired movie ideas. They wonder why people not going, because you're doing the same thing.
And I hated that Help bullshit. The Help. Okay, I understand the concept behind the Help, but they got such rave reviews because of what? At the end, there is no glory at the end of the movie for the black woman. She loses her job, walks off into the sunset, jobless and all by herself.
Well,
that's bullshit.
Well, I believe since we talking about a remake of Steel Magnolias, I guess we can go back to Public Enemy. Burn, Hollywood, burn. I smell a riot going on. First they're guilty, now they're gone. Yeah, I'll check out a movie, but it'll take a black one to move me. But we talking about a real one, not this fake shit, because I am tired of the same old remixes of movies that make no sense whatsoever. Because it just... it's got to stop. We got to stop with the same old, same old, same old, same old.
Like I said, it's too many talented black actors and actresses that have plenty of money. They can start their own film union or whatever and just produce all African-American films. They can do it.
Well,
but so it's that crab in a bucket mentality again.
Well, I won't even say crab in the bucket, because when you look across Hollywood all the way across the board, they do the same thing, whether it be white or black. They are about the money.
Mm-hmm.
But you see they're all terrible. And speaking of terrible, the business owner, Paula Smith, the owner of Stickitude.com, you know, her company is the one that's featuring the $3 sticker that says, 2012, don't renege.
Yeah, fuck you, bitch. Sorry.
It's the site's bestseller.
She can stick it. That's what she can do.
Yeah, well, when asked by Forbes if the sticker was racist, she said, no.
Of course. She's a bitch. What did I say? Bitch assness.
Yeah, she's explaining that the N-word is not attached to race. According to the dictionary, the N-word does not mean black. It means a low-down, lazy, sorry, low-down person. That's what the N-word means.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And y'all just so happen to try to associate that with us throughout history, but we ain't about to get on that bandwagon because we'd be all night on that bullshit. But
well, at the bottom of the same sticker, don't renege in 2012, there's a smaller text that reads, stop repeat offenders, don't reelect Obama.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I sat up there, I thought about it. Like you said, there's the whole, I mean, if you don't know by now, my whole position is F the N-word. That's what I come in the door as. So there's no need to clarify my situation. If you don't know it or understand it by now, then something is fucking wrong with you. So I ask this. Maybe 100, what we need to do, we need to get our bumper stickers.
Mm-hmm.
If we roll around with Killer Cracker, I don't like saltines. Don't do saltines. Be unsalted.
Wow.
I mean, we start talking racist stuff towards white people.
Mm.
Then we probably would get an uproar. Probably wouldn't get it out there. The company be shut down.
Right.
It just boggles my mind that this stuff can come out and then it's all good. It's no problem. It's not racist. It's not referring to you, but yet it's Obama, a black man, that you're talking about.
You know, I've never seen such disrespect. You know, I understand that when other presidents were in office, people said things and people did things, but the disrespect for Obama is at a level to where I just expected this man to just start swinging at any minute. Because it's like, he's still a person. He's still a man. And the things that they say to him, even the white lady that was at the airport with him and was in his face and pointing her finger in his face, where the fuck is his security at? Now, had they did that to Bush, somebody would have been in jail. But his security just hung back while you got this little white lady pointing at him and poking him in the chest. And, oh, you know, it's just crazy. Like, do we scare y'all that damn much that because it's a black man that you just all of a sudden every problem that has ever happened in America is Obama's fault?
Well, let's look at it. Let's reverse it. Obama's elected. What has changed in the country?
Not a damn thing.
Last time I checked, black folks, we're not running anything. We haven't put white people in slavery. None of that. None of the stuff is so terrifying that may have happened has happened. The country was terrible under Bush. It didn't get too much better under Obama. We haven't been good. Money hasn't been flowing since Clinton was in office.
That's what I was about to say. Put Flint Willie back in the office.
Right. I'm like, yo, the man got a blow job. He was doing a good job.
Now, that's somebody that deserves a good
job. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, on that note, we want to thank y'all for listening. Hope that there'll be some common sense that is on call one day. We can just dial up common sense and it'll happen. Until then, for Miss 100%, I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word. We're Smooth Drama. We out.
Hey.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands
where the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth.